بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
Besides defending geographical borders, martyrs defend religious, spiritual, and cultural borders.
This is part of the speech delivered on November 21st, 2021 by Ayatollah Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, in a meeting with the officials in charge of conducting the Martyrs of Ilam commemoration ceremony.
سبک زندگی اسلامی در رفتار رزمندگان ما و شهدای ما یه چیز برجسته است که نمی‌شود از این صرف نظر کرد واقعاً.
The Islamic lifestyle seen in the behavior of our soldiers and martyrs is too important to be disregarded. There are so many inspirational points to be seen in the lives of the martyrs that our artists should truly portray an artistic picture of this for the whole world. They should introduce the Iranian soldiers to the world. They should place our soldiers in front of the eyes of the people throughout the world with their great artistic works. Well, the commemoration ceremony that you have organized should open our ears to the message of the martyrs. They tell us the martyrs are rejoicing for those who have not yet joined them, from those left behind them, that they will not have any fear, nor will they grieve. The Holy Quran, Surah 3, verse 170. This path is one that is free from any fear, worry, and concern, because it is the path of God. We should be steadfast on this path and move with strength. We should not falter on this path with the temptations of the enemies.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today. And that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
ملت ایران با شنیدن پیام شهیدان باید اتحاد خود، اتفاق خود، انگیزه خود، تلاش خود رو بیشتر کنه. پیام شهیدان ما اینه.
The Iranian nation should increase its unity, solidarity, motivation, and efforts when it hears the martyrs' message. This is the message of the martyrs to us. When hearing the message of the martyrs, the officials of the Islamic Republic should feel more responsible towards society and ensure security in the way the martyrs did. Everyone should feel responsible. And all of us should pay attention to this fact that no nation will get anywhere without diligence, struggling in the way of God and enduring hardships. If there are any hardships, enduring those hardships will help the Iranian nation reach the peak. Inshallah, God willing. I hope that God, the Exalted, will bestow success on all of you, that He will grant His mercy and forgiveness to the dear martyrs of Ilam and all the martyrs of the country, that He will associate our magnanimous Imam who opened this path to us and who brought guidance to the people of the country with His friends, with the great guides who have come throughout history, with the prophets and with the imams, alayhim as-salam, and that he will bestow success on you as well. The subjects discussed by the gentlemen, the suggestions and requests they put forward, are primarily related to the executive organizations. These should be submitted to them, but I will ask them to pursue the matter. You too should pursue the matter as well. I will do the same. May God's greetings, mercy and blessings be upon you.
You've done, you've done for me through all my years. I've been lost. You guided me. me